We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Cowboys Sports Network, from Learfield, live from Rib Crib in Stillwater, smoking the good stuff since 92, this is the Mike Gundy Show, brought to you by Homeland Grocery, your Cowboy Football Watch Party Supply Headquarters, official grocery partner of OSU Football, Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater, and by Pepsi, that's what I like. Proud partner of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Now, this is the Mike Gundy Show. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Hi again, everyone, and welcome to Rip Crib in Stillwater for the Coach Gundy Radio Show. Well, here we are for all the marbles. Win one, win another. Everything is in play for Oklahoma State. What a wonderful position for the Cowboys as the Sooners roll into town for what, in essence, is a playoff game for the playoff. I mean, the reality is, what is this game Saturday? It's a playoff game. The official playoff is four teams. This game, in essence, is a playoff for the playoff. So there's a lot on the line. Then, of course, the potential for a Big 12 championship game. We know Oklahoma State will be in that. If the Cowboys win, they'll play Baylor. And, again, everything is in play for this Oklahoma State team. What an exciting time to be a Cowboy football fan. Sooners rolling into town, and who knows, folks, maybe the last time we have Bedlam in Stillwater for a long, long time. Because remember, Oklahoma State, from a non-conference standpoint, is booked all the way through 2034. So without spending a ton of money to try to get out of contracts, there's no real way to give an opportunity to Oklahoma to play Oklahoma State. So, yeah, there's so many storylines. We could spend the whole hour just talking about these storylines. However, we do have a lot to cover with Coach Gundy, and we'll start things with the director of football recruiting, Todd Bradford, who's been kind enough to jump in and join us because Coach Gundy is wrapping up practice on this Tuesday. Monday is obviously not a practice day when we have the radio show, but we had to move to Tuesday tonight. So we'll start with Coach Bradford, and then Coach Gundy will be here in just a bit. We'll take a break. Live from Rib Crib at Stillwater, it's a Coach Gundy radio show from Learfield.
We can't all be college football national champs, but every one of us can be an Eckrich National Tailgate Champion. And you don't need years of training, you just need Eckrich Smoked Sausage. To win, you need to show Eckrich how you do you every game day. Do you have a special recipe passed down over generations? Do you dress your sausage with team color toppings? However you do you, Eckrich wants to see it in all its glory. Enter at Eckrich.com/tailgate. Eckrich is available at your local Homeland Grocery, your homegrown advantage.
Ready to get back in the game? Great news. The movement experts at Physical Therapy Central can help you find relief and results and keep you off the sidelines. With over 30 convenient locations across Oklahoma City and beyond, contact PT Central today at ptcentral.org to see a physical therapist. Physical Therapy Central, a proud sponsor of Oklahoma State Athletics and trusted choice for keeping Cowboy fans in the game.
Every day, banks touch every corner of our lives. They support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby. From your first car to a new life after retirement, First National Bank and Trust Company is there for all your life's milestones. First National Bank and Trust Company in Stillwater, Morrison, Weatherford, Hinton, and Cordell. First National Bank and Trust Company is proud to support Oklahoma State Athletics. Member FDIC.
So who's with me? Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Come on, guys. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. I can't hear you. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Now get out there and get yourself the best dang hot dog that ever existed.
Schwab, proud partner of OSU Athletics.
How are you the ultimate OSU fan?
Because I got this air horn installed in my throat.
Pretty sick, right?
Yes. You look really sick.
What doctor would even do this?
Doctor? I did this myself. I mean, I can't swallow whole food, but still.
Wait, what?
Just gotta plow through it. Hey, can I get a couple of soups up here? What about some chamomile tea?
Don't be that guy. Get a fan card. The smart way to be the ultimate Cowboys fan. Just go to OSUcards.com.
Dear past, present, and future football watchers, football is back! So consider this your official excuse for always putting football watching first, courtesy of Pepsi. That haircut appointment? Seeing the in-laws for the first time in ages?
It's been so long!
Nope, sorry, Susan, not if it's on Sunday. Long story short, after the year we've all had, we think you could use a little football watching. So crack open a Pepsi and cheer your football watching face off. With love, Pepsi. Made for football watching. That's what I like.
Tiger Drug, we take pride in providing fast, friendly, personal service. Craig, Carla, Troy, and I are all pharmacists who put your healthcare needs first. And while you're there getting your medicine, take a look at our selection of gift merchandise. Whether it's toys, candy, cards, or candles, we have the right gift for your special occasion. Remember Tiger Drug, where the customer comes first. I'm Brandy Moore.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
It's the Tuesday of Bedlam Week. The Cowboys and Sooners coming up this weekend as we have our Coach Gundy radio show. We had to move to tonight because of basketball last night. And as a result, Coach Gundy is finishing up practice, so Todd Bradford, Director of Football Recruiting, has been kind enough to join us. Now, I'd like to start here, if you don't mind, before we get into some discussion about recruiting. You've been a defensive football coach for a long time, worked for a lot of good coaches. So you've been up close to watch this defense, which is ranked in the top five in the country in just about every category. So someone with a lifetime of experience coaching defense, what has jumped out to you about what this defense has done?
Well, it's been amazing to see these kids and coaches work. It's very fun, obviously, to watch what's happening out there. The way that we're able to put the quarterback under duress and to cover everyone down the field. And then if you try to run the ball, you know, we'll fit you up, and you can't really run the ball either. So, man, as a defensive guy, you're just so proud to be watching those guys play that well, and just amazed at what a great job Coach Knowles and all the defensive coaches have done with those kids. And then what a great attitude those kids have, and how much they lean on each other and expect the next guy to make a play next to them so that they can sell out where they are. It's just been really fun to watch.
You were here with Coach Gundy when he took the job and coached on the staff, and you've been to other places, worked for good coaches, and there's a lot of talk. I think people sometimes don't really take as seriously as they should the talk about the Cowboy culture. But you've been in the business long enough to understand just how important that is. Share with us, from your experience, again, someone, again, who just hasn't been an Oklahoma State guy, how important that is and how this team, in your eyes, kind of captures that, what it means.
Yeah, I think the Cowboy culture is the number one most important thing that happens in Stillwater, and I think coaches around the country are all trying to figure out the secret sauce that Coach Gundy has had to do that. You look at the stats, we're getting ready to put out a graphic through the recruiting department. Oklahoma State's had 10 winning seasons. Coach Gundy was the quarterback for two of them and the head coach for seven of them.
Of the 10 win seasons. So he's had a hand in nine of the 10 win seasons.
Nine of the 10, yes, sir.
Wow.
So when we're out recruiting, we're on the road, whatever we do, the Cowboy culture is the number one thing. We're trying to find guys that fit that. And I think as you look at this particular team and how they're built and how they play, you can't really find a guy on the team that's not bought in 100% to the Cowboy culture and has, I would have told you when the season started that we were going to have this good a team just based on how these kids have handled themselves through the off season, through the summer, through everything that's been thrown at them, through the early season injuries to where they are now.
So when you're trying to put together that recruiting class and find those players that fit the culture, without giving away too many secrets, you know, how do you identify those guys? How do you kind of get a feel that, you know what, this guy can play here, but he fits from a personality, from an attitude, you know, all the stuff?
Right. Well, obviously, you have to make sure, first of all, the kid's good enough talent-wise to play for you, and that's where we start. But we are in contact with guidance counselors, people that work in the school, the lunch lady, people in the parking lot, whoever we can find to talk to about what kind of kid this kid is. And then, fortunately for us, we get a chance to know the kids as the recruiting goes along, and you get to spend time with them. And there's a lot that goes into how often we're with them. We don't get to be in person with them as much as we once did in recruiting. But the way recruiting calendar is set up now, we're recruiting them at such an early age. You know, 2023s, you know, we already have two guys committed. We've got two or three that are close. You know, these guys haven't even finished playing their junior year. So we get to spend a lot of time with them, and that is one of the most important things to Coach Gundy is, how do they fit in the Cowboy culture? What's their talent like? And do they love playing football? That's the number one thing that we're looking for right off the bat. Do they really love playing? Because football is a hard game, and it's tough to get ready to play at the level we're playing at right now. And if you don't love it, it's pretty difficult to do.
I remember Coach Pat Jones, we were watching a practice together a few years ago, and he made the comment, he said, you know, he said, Mike and his staff have done a great job of looking under every rock in the state of Texas and finding talent that no one else seems to find. Again, without giving away any war secrets, so to speak, that's been a hallmark of this staff, and you've been a big part of that the last 2 years, finding those guys. I mean, and there's a lot of work that goes into that, but that's been a big part of the success here. James Washington from a few years ago is a classic example of that.
Well, when you have stability at the top with Coach for such a long time, you can build those relationships with high school coaches in Oklahoma and Texas. And, you know, we've had pretty good players from some other places where we have good relationships, and you know that the information that you're getting is the right information.
Yes.
And then you have to trust what you see on film and trust, you know, what you've learned as you've gone through the process of recruiting kids, so that you don't care that someone else has offered them or hasn't offered them, that you can make the judgments by yourself and by what your staff thinks of them. And I think our staff particularly has done a great job of not worrying about anything other than what we know about the kid from a personality standpoint and what we see on his film. We're not worried what anyone else in our league thinks of him or anyone else in the country thinks of him. We're worried about how we've evaluated him.
You know, the thing about this program and the culture is there are not a lot of knuckleheads. You know, you don't read about our guys in the newspaper hardly at all from a negative standpoint. How much does that matter? I mean, as you sell the program, as the coaches sell the program, as you put the foundation in place for the recruiting classes and so forth, how much do you think that matters to players, to their parents, to the coaches that help guide them? I mean, how big of a deal is that?
Well, when you go back to the Cowboy culture, it matters to the kids and their parents that fit in the Cowboy culture.
There you go.
And so the guys that we're getting, that's important to them. That's why they're not doing those things. And it's important to their parents, and they've raised those kids to be those kind of kids. And so I think if you fit the Cowboy culture, then those kinds of things matter, which is part of why you fit in the culture.
Yeah, no doubt. Todd Bradford with us, Director of Football Recruiting here at Oklahoma State. And Coach Gundy's wrapping up practice. He'll be here in just a little bit. I think I know the answer to this, but the biggest change in the past couple of years since you took the job, there have been a bunch. What's it been from your standpoint?
Well, the biggest change that's happening right now, and we're still kind of in the early stages of it, is name, image, and likeness.
Yeah.
You know, we're going, these kids can profit off their name. The NCAA has kind of opened the door for it to not really have a lot of rules on what you can and can't do. So as we navigate the waters and kids have the opportunity to profit off of what good players they are, that will certainly impact, I think, every area of college football. The guys that are on your team, the guys that you're recruiting, the guys that used to be on your team and are now playing in the NFL or wherever they are, it's going to have an impact just about every place.
Will that make that Cowboy culture even more important because of the potential for one guy to have something and another guy doesn't, et cetera, et cetera? What do you think?
Yeah, I think the Cowboy culture, again, is going to be a big part of that. It's going to affect how the kids handle themselves, how guys that have gotten money and how guys that have maybe haven't gotten to that point yet in their name, image, and likeness, and how you hold your team together. And I think that as you continue to build the team with those kind of kids, we're not worried about that part of it because we know what kind of kids we have on our team.
You know, a final thought, and we're just talking in generalities here, and we appreciate you joining us. It seemed like that during COVID, when everything obviously changed dramatically and Oklahoma State had to go to more of a virtual approach, it sure seemed like you and your staff were ahead of the game because it seemed like you enjoyed success in that area, whereas some others maybe had a bit of a hard time. Why do you think that was the case? Because the impression I have is, you know, with those challenges, it seemed like you and your recruiting crew did a really good job with that and putting it all together and making it work.
Yeah, we have a really easy product to sell. That's one reason. And so as our guys, you know, put their nose to the grindstone and we tried to figure out new ways to show the kids the university, I think we were able to do a couple things that maybe other people weren't doing. But really, it comes down to building those relationships. Coach has been here a long time. He has relationships with coaches where we were recruiting hard. Our coaches on the staff have all been with Coach for a long time. They have great relationships. Our recruiting staff are our former players at Oklahoma State. They were able to talk about what it meant to be in the Cowboy culture, what it meant to be a Cowboy. You have Coach Glass. We were able to really showcase him and his staff and what they do. So I think it was just an easy sell, and it was just about getting the right information out to the right guys.
Yeah, one follow-up I just thought of. As you are kind of evaluating and looking at players, what's the balance between looking at a prospect and trying to figure out what he is now and how good he is now, what his body looks like now versus what he could be? And the balance between, okay, taking a guy that's ready-made, so to speak, and then this other guy that you give him 3 years with Coach Glass, he could go through the roof, if that makes sense. So how do you work that balance?
Well, that's an interesting point because we talk about it a lot, and there are some kids that are possibly tapped out in high school because of where they play or what kind of socioeconomic resources they have.
Sure.
And there are other kids that, you know, that have a lot of potential. So you're looking for measurables, you're looking for things, how they look physically now that give you the impression that they could be bigger and faster and all those things. And then, of course, we use Rob Glass as much as we can, showing him videos, showing him pictures. How does this kid look? How's his hips? And on their official visits, Coach Glass visits with them. We do all those things so that we're always trying to project those things. And fortunately for us, we've been pretty close on a bunch of them.
Coach Bradford, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And congrats on a great year and all the great work you've done in recruiting.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. And happy Thanksgiving to everyone else. And we hope to see everyone in Boone Pickens. We don't want to be able to fit a stick of gum in there on Saturday night.
I think we can get that done. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
That's Coach Todd Bradford, Director of Recruiting here at Oklahoma State. Coach Gundy is here. They've wrapped up practice, and he'll slide in here and join us in just a couple moments. This is the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Rib Crib at Stillwater from Learfield.
Ready to get back in the game? Great news. The movement experts at Redbud Physical Therapy can help you find relief and results and keep you off the sidelines. With 15 convenient locations across Tulsa and beyond, contact Redbud Physical Therapy today at redbudpt.com to see a physical therapist. Redbud Physical Therapy, a proud sponsor of Oklahoma State Athletics and trusted choice for keeping Cowboy fans in the game.
We can't all be college football national champs, but every one of us can be an Eckrich National Tailgate Champion. And you don't need years of training. You just need Eckrich Smoked Sausage. To win, you need to show Eckrich how you do you every game day. Do you have a special recipe passed down over generations? Do you dress your sausage with team-colored toppings? However you do you, Eckrich wants to see it in all its glory. Enter at Eckrich.com/tailgate. Eckrich is available at your local Homeman grocery, your homegrown advantage.
Drumright Dental Center has been serving Drumright and all of Oklahoma with integrity and local pride since 1992. Our practice consists of 15 operatories, and we're open late and on the weekends to better accommodate our patients and provide prestigious dental care. Call us today at 918-844-4686 to schedule your appointment and allow us to give you the smile of your dreams. Drumright Dental Center is a proud sponsor of Oklahoma State Cowboy Football and Special Olympics Oklahoma.
Answer your phone calls directly, and we believe in personalized face-to-face service from people that you know. We value our customers at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Football fans, in addition to helping you save all season long, Geico can help you relearn how to sport. Just call the Geico Fanstructional Hotline. You've selected how to chest bump.
Puff out your chest invitingly towards a fellow football fan. Then, in unison, jump upwards, pushing your rib cages together at the apex of your respective leaps. An accompanying yeah, woot, or grunt is welcome.
The Geico Fanstructional Hotline, helping you save and sport all season long.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
It's a Tuesday night at Rib Crib for the Coach Gundy Radio Show. Push back a night. Cowboy basketball won big over Charleston last night, so we've got the show tonight. And then Friday basketball, and then Saturday this playoff for the playoff, so to speak, with a lot on the line against Oklahoma. And Coach Gundy's here fresh off the practice field, and we appreciate Coach joining us as we get ready for the weekend. And, you know, first things first, how was today? We don't get to talk to you after practice often.
Well, the guys practiced good. That's not been an issue this season at all. This is a good group who enjoy being around each other. We've talked about that, and they've practiced well, and that's so important, maybe more so now than even years ago, that they stay focused and practiced well and don't listen to all the outside noise with people telling them how good they are right now. So we've been fortunate that This group has done that throughout the season, and we had a good practice today.
Yeah, with that thought in mind, obviously it's the rivalry game, but there's everything in front of you in terms of potential. How much does that help that this group doesn't seem to get caught up in the outside stuff when you get down to this point where you're playing with a lot on the line, to be honest?
I think unless you're really, really talented, like one of the top two or three schools in the country, if you don't stay focused, you won't even make it to this point.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes I'm going to say a comparison, maybe LSU a couple years ago when Burrow and them were there.
Yeah.
They could probably get sidetracked and still be okay.
Yeah.
They had eight guys picked in the first two rounds. So
that cures a lot of ills, doesn't it?
Yeah. So with most teams, you just don't have that luxury.
Yeah.
And this is a really good football team that we have, but they've also stayed focused and practiced at a high level, and that's – I mean, I'm convinced that's the reason they're where they're at as we speak.
Sure. Is it safe to say, and I know you try not to compare things, but I am curious, is it safe to say that maybe more than any team you've had, the sum of the individual parts is much greater than the pieces on their own, if that makes sense?
Yeah, no question. This is a real team. We play well. Offensively, sometimes. Defensively, we played well every game. And then special teams, we've been really good this year. So collectively, this is a good team. Different than in the past, I've had teams where Brandon Whedon was a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Blackman was a first-round pick.
Justin Gilbert was a first-round pick.
I mean, guys that individually could change games. So it's interesting. We talk about it in the staff room that our defensive front's only playing about 35 plays a game.
Yeah, I think the most is 41 snaps. I think Tyler Lacy's 41 snaps a game.
Right. So, and collectively, they've been a good defensive front. If some of those guys would have had to play 65 snaps a game like we have in the past, I don't know where they would be right now physically. They would have done it, but this. You're more prone to injury.
Sure.
And then you're more prone to fatigue, which leads to nagging injuries.
Sure.
So collectively as a group, and I say, when you look at our special teams, we've been pretty sound in coverage groups. We gave up one return. But we've not really giving up big plays in those areas, so we've been good. Field position, other than this last game, where that punter was punting 70-yard rockets, changing the field. Other than that, we've maintained field position. And then offensively, we played pretty smart, and defensively, we've been really good.
Yeah, no doubt. It's interesting. I think sometimes play volume, especially for defensive players, is the most underappreciated component of a college football team, because it's not like you can just go sign guys like you do in the NFL. So to do the math, to sort of take your point a bit further, let's say those guys, as you said, jump to 60 plays a game instead of 40. You do the math over 10 games, that's 200 plays.
That's right.
That's another 3 to 4 games.
That's right.
People don't think of it that way. That's a huge deal, a huge deal.
It's we talk about this at the 1st of November every year of where the team is from a fatigue standpoint, particularly younger players.
Yeah.
And with as many young players that we have on offense and then Colin Oliver on defense, it's very unusual that they've been able to play at a high level this late in the season, where they generally get really fatigued.
Right.
But we've been fortunate in that area, particularly on defense.
Jim Knowles came here in 2018. A lot of these guys have been starting for him since he arrived. What did you see in him that made you think that you needed to change to do something you hadn't done before, and that made you think it might work out really well? What did you see?
With Jim?
Yeah.
So, after doing this a while, the direction I've gone in hiring people, coaches, staff, administration staff, whatever it may be, for OSU football, is I hired smart people that would be loyal. And then the rest of it really takes care of itself. And so when I was in that interview with Jim, it didn't take long for me to realize he was really smart. I didn't know him as a person, so right. The only thing that I could question at that point would have been loyalty, just because I didn't know him. And the two people I called to check on him, I knew they would know, and they said that loyalty was never an issue with him. So in my opinion, if you don't have both of those, and if you just have one or the other, it won't work. So it's just, there's too many moving parts to not have everybody in the organization that's oil and me be loyal to them just the same.
Right.
And then I have found you can take and hire somebody that's intelligent and they can do anything. They can just give them a task and they'll get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the reason that we hired Jim. And then fortunately, he's been very loyal to us.
Yeah, and it's worked out wonderfully. Did you ever imagine in mid-August, late August, that you could possibly be sitting here in this position, where you'd be sitting here, 10 wins, chance to do everything that each of the teams, 130 major college teams, strive for? It's all still in play at Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm not going to say that I just discarded it, but in most cases, to finish where we're at this point, which is going into the last game of the year and have a lot of things that are still available, which is really only about maybe 8 or 9 teams at the most, to not have a player or two on our team that's a high-round draft pick,
yeah,
is minimizes your chances of that happening.
Sure, sure.
So we could go back and look at the teams that are playing, or conference championships, those teams, or teams that make the Final Four, and I would guess that the average would be 4 to 6 players that are going to be picked on each one of those teams at least by the fourth round. So we wouldn't have that this year.
Right.
And that's what is so special to me about this group is the players that we have that are playing at a really high level that aren't what NFL scouts would consider highly draftable players.
Right.
And that's what makes you think preseason, okay. You know, Coach Sutton used to say this, and this is maybe a poor analogy, that you got to have a really good horse to win the Kentucky Derby. I don't care how good a trainer you are.
Yeah, a jackass never won the Kentucky
That's
Derby.
Right.
Yeah,
and so we've got a lot of players that are really, really good college football players, but they're just not high round drafts.
Right.
And most coaches will tell you that in order to compete at a high level in our game, you're going to need 4 or 5 pretty high round draft picks that can give you that chance. So I'm not going to say I didn't think about it, but I'm pretty realistic when I try to get a vision of who we are and where we are so I can evaluate us as we move along. And then I don't know who said it the other day, but somebody said, you know, we had to get a 4 and out against Missouri State on our own 30, first game of the year. So I'd say after that game, it didn't look like that. I
mean. You know, this maybe is my low major background coming out, but the sport right now, there's some volatility. And when I say that, transfers mm-hmm. can transfer without penalty. You have name, image, likeness going on, which changes the dynamics of an organization. Then you also have the increasing distraction of the NFL draft for players late in seasons. Mm-hmm. That's real. Is it possible that the formula you've put together with this team could become a more successful blueprint than what it's been because of all of those external factors that have come into the equation that were never a part of it before? Does that make sense, what I'm asking?
That, and the other thing is you're super seniors.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you guys had Todd on earlier, and Todd, myself, and the staff, we've had probably up to 100 conversations just in the last 6 months about this. maybe 25 of them in the last month, in that having the ability to keep these super seniors based on the COVID year,
right?
Keep them in your organization. They have experience. They're 23 years old or 24. They understand our systems. They understand our culture. They know their way around. They're really valuable to the organization. And so if you look at it from a business standpoint, like we do when we talk about it, if I have some super seniors that come back, then I don't have to spend as much time on the portal, because that is the portal, and I already know what I have.
That's true.
So recruiting in the portal is not a perfect science.
Sure.
Now, we've been fortunate. We had a home run this last year with 7 and 51, because those guys are huge impact players for our team.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not always that way. And that's what the super seniors are doing for us, and that's what they can do for us as we move forward, because it's no different than going on the portal and you know exactly who they are.
Yeah.
Big advantage.
Take a break. Come back with more in a moment. From Rip Crib and Stillwater, it's a Coach Gundy radio show from Learfield.
We can't all be college football national champs, but every one of us can be an Eckrich National Tailgate Champion. And you don't need years of training. You just need Eckrich Smoked Sausage. To win, you need to show Eckrich how you do you every game day. Do you have a special recipe passed down over generations? Do you dress your sausage with team-colored toppings? However you do you, Eckrich wants to see it in all its glory. Enter at Eckrich.com/tailgate. Eckrich is available at your local Homeland grocery, your homegrown advantage.
How are you the ultimate OSU fan?
Because I got this air horn installed in my throat.
Pretty sick, right?
Yes, you look really sick.
What doctor would even do this?
Doctor? I did this myself. I mean, I can't swallow whole food, but still.
Wait, what?
Just gotta plow through it.
Hey, can I get a couple of soups up here?
What about some chamomile tea?
Don't be that guy. Get a fan card. The smart way to be the ultimate Cowboys fan. Just go to OSUcards.com.
Brahms is bringing the heat. Introducing Brahms' new spicy chicken sandwiches. Flavor this good just can't be beat. Brahms' crispy, tender, spicy chicken delivers just enough kick to ramp up our original recipe. Get it regular or club style with crispy bacon and American cheese. Add on Brahms' sauce for that extra burst of heat, and you have spicy chicken sandwich perfection, because nothing is better than Brahms.
For the Spelling Bee Championship, your final word is Schwabdog.
Schwabdog. Can you use it in a sentence?
While I was at the OSU game, I enjoyed a juicy, delicious all-beef Schwabdog. Proud partner of OSU Athletics.
Schwabdog. Isn't that two words?
Just spell it, kid.
S-C-H-A?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The correct spelling is, who cares how it's spelled? What matters is how it tastes. Hey, everybody, Schwabdog's on me!
Hello? Does this mean I win?
No!
Rib Crib on Perkins Road in Stillwater is the new home of the Coach Mike Gundy radio show. Join us on Monday nights this season, or tune in to hear the inside scoop on Cowboy football from the man himself. Score the ultimate win and let Rib Crib cater your tailgate. We can feed 10 to 10,000 with our award-winning barbecue. You can also find us on game days inside Boone Pickens Stadium. Rib Crib, proud sponsor of OSU Athletics and smoking the good stuff since 92.
He bounces outside. No one's going to catch him. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown. Oh, man.
Throws downfield. The ball is tipped. It's intercepted. He's going to score.
He's scrambling. Man open in the end zone. It's a leaping one-hand grab. He got it. Touchdown.
Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan. With game-changing tech, every drive is guaranteed to get your adrenaline pumping. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the OSU Cowboys.
We're at Rib Crib at Stillwater for the Coach Gundy radio show, Tuesday before Thanksgiving. 7 o'clock kickoff for the Cowboys and Sooners at Boone Pickett Stadium. Our pregame coverage starts at 5 here on the Cowboy Network. Coach Gundy is with us and has come over from practice after they wrapped up their Tuesday workout and getting ready for the big game on Saturday. And, of course, Oklahoma State has clinched a spot in the Big 12 championship game as well. So, speaking of Oklahoma, what do you see, Coach, from this Oklahoma team that might be different than some of the others? Anything that jumps out?
Well, defensively, they're a lot like, scheme-wise, kind of like Baylor, except they're playing more man this year. They're about 56% man in the secondary. They weren't that much last year, more in the 30% area. They're active, and they can run. I mean, it's when you look at them athletically, it's not really different than it ever has been. They're active up front in their defensive front. Their linebackers have really good speed side to side. And the secondary's been kind of what it's been for the last 4 or 5 years, I guess. They got a terrific punter. He's very similar to what we saw at Tech.
Yeah.
Except he drives the ball, but he doesn't hit it quite as high, or he hadn't up to this point. Offensively, they're not running their guard and tackle counter play as much this year as they have been. Now, they've had success with that play against us, so I would have to think they're trying to get it tuned up this week. And then, obviously, they're playing with the freshman quarterback that's athletic and wants to get out of the pocket and throw on the run. That's what in my opinion, that's what he likes to do.
Yeah.
A lot of young players feel comfortable when they're out of the pocket.
Sure.
Because it's just like playing in high school.
Right.
Then they've got, the running back, Brooks, I think's his name.
Yes.
He's been a good player. 27 is their H-back guy that's made plays for him. Then they've got those wideouts, 11 and Mims.
And, Mims and Woods.
And those guys are good players. So,
yeah. Hazelwood.
They athletically, they've been athletic forever. I mean, that's not changing. The difference this year is they've been in more close games than they have been in the years past. They've been in several close games. They were in first game of the year. They were in a somewhat of a close game with Tulane. Then they had a close game with Nebraska. There was a pretty good spread of points, and then it got close at the end.
Yeah.
Had a close game with West Virginia, obviously with Baylor, and then Iowa State, Kansas. So the difference, really, to answer your question, is they've been in more close games this year than what they've been in the past.
Yeah. You feel like this team is better equipped to match up with them than, last year you were pretty banged up by the time you went to Norman. You had some guys that were
real banged up.
Yeah, and some guys that were on the way out for the NFL draft, so to speak.
Right.
You feel like you're in a lot better place, don't you?
Yeah, we were not in a good matchup position last year at this time. We were down, really, well, the four guys that we had that went to the NFL didn't play in that game.
That's true. Yeah, they didn't.
So you had Tevin and you had
Chuba,
and then you had
Tylan,
the corner, number eight.
Oh, Rodarius. Yeah.
And then Tylan played just a little bit.
Yeah.
So you take four NFL players off our team, and you're just not as good.
Right, right.
So we're not in that situation this year with our guys. It's a better setup for us from a practice standpoint and a game preparation.
Do you feel like it's of any advantage at all when you have a quarterback that is as fast and athletic as Spencer Sanders is when you're facing a team
Sure.
that defensively brings that same thing to
Yep.
the table?
No question. And we talked about this in the press conference yesterday. If you look at the teams that have played well in our league, their quarterbacks can move around a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, our guy can, OU's guy can, Baylor's guy moves around, Purdy moves around at Iowa State, Kansas State's quarterback moves around, both the TCU's quarterbacks move around, Kansas's quarterback moves around, Tech's, the freshman we played,
yeah, Smith,
he runs around. Because of the athleticism at the defensive front at this level, we've talked about this, where it's a trickle down from the NFL. now these college guys that are rushing quarterbacks can really move, and they're athletic. So if you can't move around a little bit and avoid the rush, it's really hard to protect you because they're just so athletic. And you got guys like Colin Oliver as a freshman. I mean, just think of where he's going to be in a year or two rushing a quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
And we're seeing guys like that. So to answer your question, with Spencer's ability to move around, it certainly helps us.
Yeah. With Oklahoma, with Williams in particular, you know, we talked about West Virginia being the most aggressive team throwing the ball downfield in the Big 12. TCU was right there with them. Mm-hmm. But with Williams as quarterback, would Oklahoma now probably be the king of that category in terms of, hey, they want to try to throw it over your head? And I'm going to assume they'll do that Saturday, I would assume, right?
Well, they want to do that. They've done that for years. They want to max protect and throw cross-country routes. And then when you watch him on tape, when he's escaped out of the pocket, he naturally slings it down the field.
Right.
He likes to sling it down the field. So the combination of that is you would think you'll see several of those happen on Saturday night.
We'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment. From Rib Crib and Stillwater, it's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Rip Crib at Stillwater on this Thanksgiving week. Talking Cowboy football with Coach Gundy. And, okay, I have to ask you this. I asked you this in the TV show yesterday, so I hope you don't mind me doing it again. I try to make sure I don't ask you the same things twice. But the answer was so good that I have to do it. You know, this year you've just played so well together offensively and defensively. And, you know, a lot of times that means you just sit on a lead and, you know, and play keep away offensively, which has worked out beautifully. But I asked you yesterday, you think you could have done that 15 years ago? And you gave me a pretty honest answer. Could you have done that? You know, I know what you said, but could you have done this 15 years ago?
No, I was too stubborn and would have let my offensive pride get in the way. And, you know, once you do something, or for me, when you do something a lot and a long time, you get better at it. And so the only thing that matters now is to somehow find a way to win. And honestly, with our injuries and things that happened to us offensively, for the majority of the season, we were pretty average. But our defense was playing fantastic and healthy, and we had numbers, like, you know, and special teams is playing good. So we try to manage and I guess don't beat yourself.
Yeah,
is what we've done. And that's not easy to do for the offensive staff. That's not easy to do for me, being an offensive guy. But it's the smart thing to do, is to find ways to use the clock, be smart in what we're doing, and it's okay to punt.
Yeah.
As long as the defense is playing well and having success. And try to put the stress and the pressure on them from that standpoint and off of us. And, you know, I don't even know if I could have done it after year six or seven, probably.
Really?
Probably just in the last 3 or 4 years where I was to a point where I could think it through well enough and was okay with it. And it's obviously it's worked for us. And we've been riding that wave with those guys, and offense has gone through some weeks where they've been healthy. We had I think we had about a 4 week stretch there. We had all the offensive line together and the wideouts practiced.
Right.
Now we got a couple weeks ago, we lost that, but then we started to play a little better offensively.
Yeah.
So, but we've been able to work together as a group.
You know, speaking of the offense, I looked this up today. You don't have a single player on offense that has started every game at the same position. Not a one. Wow. Only once in your tenure has that ever happened before, and that was 2014 when Tyreek Hill popped the punt return at Oklahoma to get you to 6 wins and to a bowl game. And here you sit with that. And you might make the playoff. I mean, that's amazing.
I guess I didn't realize that now that Danny's gone out, because Spencer didn't play.
The opener.
So we don't have anybody that's played the same position. Wow, that's crazy.
How about that? Because yeah. I guess Birmingham has started every game, but not the same spot.
Right, we had to move him, yeah. Yeah, that's scary. I'm glad somebody didn't tell me that before the season started.
Could you? I mean, seriously, could you imagine with that going on, you'd be sitting here, but chance to go to the playoff.
That's right, because Tay missed games, 85 missed games, 80s missed games, 90s missed games, 87s missed games.
You had different tailbacks starting the year.
Seven didn't play last week, and he didn't start. You're right, yep.
It's crazy.
That is, yep.
But that goes back to something that, you know, you've talked about a lot, is the continuity of the coaching staff. And the ability to just, hey, the old self-awareness thing, this is who we are. Let's make the most out of it.
And the staff, both sides, they've done a great job with that and have been patient. Because sometimes you get, when one side of the ball is playing really good and the other one's not, then you get guys that get salty. We haven't had any of that. Players haven't been that way either. So it's been good.
We spent a lot of time, you know, three, four, 5 years ago, when Iowa State changed things defensively and started going to sort of the umbrella, if you will, to really eliminate the deep balls. At about the same time you brought in Jim Knowles, was there anything that drove your decision to add more scholarships to defense and change your defensive philosophy based on what was happening defensively to try to take away one of your strengths on offense, if that makes sense? Did that drive that decision at all to change and say, hey, we better get better defensively because the home run balls aren't going to be there because of what they're doing defensive structure-wise?
Somewhat, but more so is that if we – I felt like that if we got out of our league – to play other teams and we couldn't defend better than what we were, I felt like it wasn't going to be a good effect on our team.
Okay.
Our chances to win were just going to considerably go down. And offenses have changed in college football. We know that. The SEC is doing what the Big 12 was doing 10 years ago, and people are scoring points. But what this year has taught me, because it's really the first year I've had it, is just how powerful to a team it is when you know that it's okay to punt, and if something goes wrong, you can really slow people down and stop them, and you get another chance.
Yeah.
See, I've never been exposed to that.
Sure.
And so moving those scholarships to defense, and that does have an effect on our offense too. I mean, you're taking away those numbers.
Right, right.
But moving those to defense, and then that's allowed, and I'm convinced it's allowed us to be a better special teams organization because of most of those guys play on special teams. Mm-hmm. Your offensive guys don't do as much of that. And it gives you a chance to manage the game better and differently because you know that it's not a track meet.
Right.
When it was a track meet, I mean, it was just a free-for-all. Yeah. And we went through a lot of years of that. Now, we won a lot of games while we were doing it, but still, it's a completely different approach, in my opinion, with game management.
It's interesting. The defensive thing, even it seems to me, from an outsider's perspective, seems to be even more infectious than the offensive thing. It's almost like those guys are like piranhas out there. I mean, once it starts and it is, there's just a big fire burning, it just seems infectious across that entire group.
It is. It's a different approach with them working together, the defense, and rotating in, and mm-hmm. everybody's enjoying it and having fun. It's definitely a different approach.
Yeah, it's gone great. So practice plans, Thanksgiving plans, what's happening the next few days?
So we have a normal routine tomorrow and then an earlier routine Thursday. So the staff and players that can get somewhere within a couple hours, maybe buddy up with a teammate or go to their house, can have Thanksgiving with their family, mm-hmm. spend a few hours there, and then get back on a normal schedule Friday and then Saturday.
Good plans for you for Thanksgiving, getting together with the family?
The same, yeah. I'll be at home at my dad's place, and my sister does a lot of cooking, and so looking – well, her husband is a he's a hotel restaurant grad from here.
Oh, wow. So I didn't know that.
So he really knows how to cook.
Oh, that's great.
So
your brother will be over, I assume?
Most of the time. I have not talked to him yet, but he usually comes in about 4 or 5 o'clock. I think my sister wants us there at about 3, and we'll usually stay till about 7. And that's really my favorite day of the year.
And your dad loves it, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, he loves it. He wants everybody there. And now, you know, got a mess of grandkids running around, and, you know, he worries about them tearing up his baseboard, his house and stuff with toys and all that stuff.
Well, but Coach.
It's good times.
Well, and thankful for that. We appreciate the time. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll see you later in the week.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Thank you.
That's Coach Gundy. We'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment. This is the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
We can't all be college football national champs, but every one of us can be an Eckrich National Tailgate Champion. And you don't need years of training. You just need Eckrich Smoked Sausage. To win, you need to show Eckrich how you do you every game day. Do you have a special recipe passed down over generations? Do you dress your sausage with team color toppings? However you do you, Eckrich wants to see it in all its glory. Enter at Eckrich.com/tailgate. Eckrich is available at your local Homeland grocery, your homegrown advantage.
Fuzzy's Taco Shop on the Strip in Stillwater is the official home of the Coach Colin Carmichael Show. Join us every Tuesday this fall to meet Coach Carmichael and discuss all things Cowgirl soccer as they fight for the Big 12 title. All game days start at Fuzzy's with its casual, fun atmosphere, Baja-style Mexican food, and ice-cold beer on the patio. Feed your addiction at Fuzzy's, proud sponsor of Cowgirl soccer. Be sure to like us on Facebook and download our app for awesome deals.
Debbie at Charlie's Discount Drug. Did you know that a prescription is not required to shop at Charlie's Discount Drug? We have an ever-growing gift selection, including gifts for him, her, and the kids. We also have a wide variety of pop and candy. There's no prescription required to shop at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's. Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Okay, man, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough.
Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Wrapping things up on the Coach Gundy Radio Show, there's probably 90 to 95% of the teams in college football that aren't playing for much this time of year. Maybe for a bowl berth. Just a handful in the college football playoff race. Two of them will play Saturday night just down the street from here. Cowboys and Sooners at 7, pregame coverage at 5. In the meantime, have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you later in the week. This has been the Coach Gundy Radio Show, live from Rip Crib, from Learfield.
On the Cowboys Sports Network, from Learfield, live from the original Rib Crib at 16th and Harvard, the Mike Gundy Show has been brought to you by Homeland Grocery, your Cowboy football watch party supply headquarters, official grocery partner of OSU football, Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by Pepsi, that's what I like, proud partner of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Cowboys Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.